Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot less chaos. You know that feeling when you're caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts about the past or worries about the future? It's like being stuck on a runaway train, desperately trying to grab onto something solid. We do it all the time, dwelling on what went wrong yesterday, stressing over tomorrow's deadline, missing the beauty of this very moment. Today, we're diving into the power of being present and how embracing it can be a radical act of self-love. Because let's face it, you deserve to feel good right now. We spend so much time chasing happiness in some future state, when the truth is, joy often resides in the simple moments we miss because we're too busy looking elsewhere. Think about it. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter of loved ones, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these are all little gems of happiness waiting to be discovered in the present moment. So how do we actually learn to live here, now? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start embracing the present as an act of self-love. Firstly, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue and just observing what's happening in this moment. There are tons of ways to cultivate mindfulness. Try meditation apps, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes each day to focus on your senses. Ever notice how much you miss out on when you're scrolling through social media? You're surrounded by people, but you're disconnected from the actual experience. Being mindful helps us reconnect with ourselves and the world around us. Secondly, let go of perfectionism. The pursuit of perfection can be a real buzzkill. It keeps us stuck in a constant cycle of striving and never feeling quite good enough. Remember, life is messy, beautiful, and perfectly imperfect. Embrace those imperfections, both in yourself and in the world around you. Thirdly, focus on gratitude. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a delicious meal, a sunny day, or simply the fact that you're alive and breathing. Research shows that practicing gratitude can actually boost your happiness levels. So start a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or just take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. Fourthly, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes, celebrate your successes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. You wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, so why do it to yourself? Finally, live in alignment with your values. What truly matters to you? Identify your core values and make choices that reflect those values. This can be anything from spending time with loved ones to pursuing your passions to making a positive impact on the world. When we live in alignment with our values, we feel more fulfilled and authentic. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a park on a crisp autumn day. The leaves are ablaze with color, the air is fresh, and birds are singing their cheerful melodies. You take a deep breath, savoring the beauty of the moment. You notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the crunch of leaves beneath your feet, and the gentle breeze rustling through the trees. This isn't just a random walk, it's a conscious act of choosing to be present to appreciate the simple wonders around you. This is self-love in action. It's not always easy, I get it. Our minds can be like those mischievous squirrels constantly darting from branch to branch, never quite settling down. But with practice and intention, we can learn to train our minds to focus on the present moment. And when we do, we open ourselves up to a world of peace, joy, and connection that we might have otherwise missed. So, my friends, let's commit to embracing the present as an act of self-love. Let's choose to savor each moment, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. Because life is fleeting, and happiness is often found in the everyday beauty that surrounds us. Ready to take action? Start by practicing a 5-minute mindfulness exercise today. Simply find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to live in the moment, or leave a comment below telling me what brings you joy in the present. And remember, peace is possible, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.